We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Lamed Hey. Begin on the bottom of Lamed Daman Beis, two lines up at the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, regarding the parshas of Tefillin, Ma'akman Zezeh, every letter is integral. So now the Gemara continues to the halachas relating to the parshas of Mezuzah, specifically what the previous daf ended off regarding the four different parshas in the order that they have to be placed in the bottom in the Tefillin. So Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, he says, Hichlev Parshiyasev, the order of the parshis, the four parshis, Shema, Vamishamaya, Kaddish, Vakabiyacha, are out of order in the Tefillin. Psulas, they're going to be invalid. Now Amar Abaye, he qualified, he says, but Lo Yamar, we didn't say this, that it's going to be possible. Rather, as we continue to talk about Lamahem and Av, Elikav Yasa Livriyasa. If we switch one parshis that are in the middle ones, to put them on the outside. For example, if let's say he puts the parsha of Vakabiyacha before the parsha of Kaddish, which is taking an inner one and putting on the outside. Or, Uvriyasa Ligaviyasa, putting an outer one into the inside, where if let's say he puts Vayim Shemaya before Shema, which according to Rashi's opinion, is taking the outer one and making it an inner one. Aval Gaviyasa Ligaviyasa. But if let's say you take an inner one and switch it with another inner one, for example, let's say he puts Shema before Vayikaviyacha, or Uvriyasa Leviyasa, he puts an outer one to a different outer one. For example, let's say he puts Vayim Shemay, which is supposed to be on the left. He puts it on the right, and he puts the Kaddish, which is on the right, he puts it on the left. So then, less lamba. So then, we're not bothered by that, and that's still going to be kosher. That was the way Abaya said the halacha. On that, Amalei Rava. Rava asked in Abaya, he says, Maishna Gaviyasa Leviyasa, Uvriyasa Leviyasa Deloy. Why is it any different? That the way you qualify this halacha that you said, it's only a problem if you take an inner one and make it an outer one, or an outer one and make it an inner one. Why? Because Dahach Deboy Lemech Zavira Loikachazia. The one that has to see the air, which is meaning on the outer part, is not seeing it, because now it's somewhere in the middle. It's not an end unit. Vahodle Kaboy Lemech Zavira Kochazia. And the one that's not supposed to see the airspace, that's supposed to be in the middle, is now seeing it, so it's in the wrong place. But if that's the case, but then even if you switch an outer one with an outer one, or an inner one with an inner one, should also be a problem. Why? The one that's supposed to see the air on the right side, although it's seemingly the same thing that's connected on one side and the other side it's open, but it's the wrong side. Instead of seeing the right side, it's seeing the left side. And the one on the left side, seeing the one on the right side, whether it be the other ear space or other parshias, but it's in the wrong. If you switch even the third with the second one, it's seeing something else on different sides. So Ella rather disagrees with Rav with Abai, and he says, Loshna, it doesn't make a difference. You switch around any of the parshias, no matter which one you're switching around, even Gaviyasa Gaviyasa and Briyasa Biyasa, it's going to be possible. Continuing on these halachas of the laws of Tefillin, Vermav Chananul Amarav says, Tisura de Tefillin. Tisura is translated as the bridge of the Tefillin. What this refers to is that after that they make the form, as we described in the previous daf, which have like four fingers, and after they put the four scrolls in the Tefillin Shel Reish, in each individual compartment called the bottom, the bayis, so it's put in through this wide opening on the bottom, because it's open on the bottom, into these like finger types of protrusions, and then after it's put into those areas, they cut off the extra leather, the extra hide that's on the three sides, where to make it only a little bit sticking out from the front and on the two sides. But the fourth side, what's in the back, is left long. Then that's doubled over in the length to be the bottom that would be seamed up on the other three sides. And that is the placement of the bottom of the tefillin, which before that's done, it looks like a board of a bridge. That's why it's called this tisura. But essentially, that's what becomes the bottom part of the tefillin when it's closed up from that square. That's the tisura. This halacha, says Rav Chanan al-Marav, is halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's halacha received tradition from Moshe Mesinai that this has to be like this. This tisura, which is left long and then folded over the bottom to close up the bottom of where the parashis are inside. Amabai, another halacha, says mabarta the tefillin. What the mabarta is when they put the strap, what the tefillin is the actual bias, but then it gets tied onto the person with the leather straps. When they put the strap of the tefillin around this tisura, like we said, the tisura is the extra part of leather that then gets folded over and it becomes the bottom. When it's being folded over, so there's a part sticking out that's a little bit more protruded, that has an open space over there, for example, like a drawstring of a pants, which is meant to tighten and to be able to pull it looser or tighter to keep the pants up. So that's the same thing. We don't want the strap that's holding the tefillin, that's being held on to that's attached to the tefillin, to be permanent. Rather, we want that it can be able to be drawn either way to make it longer or shorter on the head. Where that's what this mabarta is. The reason why it's called mabarta is because from the word of mavira, that it can be pulled and drawn on either side that everybody wants to make it smaller or bigger. So this mabarta, which is essentially this area that is like a loop that extends from the back of the tefillin, from the part of this tisura that goes under, but there's a hole over there that you put the strap through, that you have to have a large space over there. This halacha mabarta is halacha meishim misin. That's halacha received a tradition from meishim from Har Sinai. Another halacha of Amar Abaye says shin shel tefillin, the shin that's on the outer part of the tefillin shel reish, which is like this. They make the on the leather of the outside of the tefillin, like indentations that when you make these lines, it ends up looking like a shin on the outside of the tefillin. Halacha Meishav Sinai, there's halacha received from a tradition from Meishav from Har Sinai, which this is specifically talking about the tefillin shel reish. And additionally, Taisus brings from the Shimush Rabbah that it's made on either side of the tefillin. The shin that's on the right side of the tefillin has three heads like a regular shin. The one on the left side has four heads, which is another leg coming out, another head, which is that of four heads is the shin on the left side. This halacha of having a shin is halacha Meishav Sinai, where again they use the leather itself and they shape it into the form of a shin, one with three legs and one with four on the other side. Now, additionally, says the Gemara, "Vitzoch shigia charetz." We need to have that the line that separates between every one of those batim. There's four batim, and they're being separated with three lines in between. That those lines have to be discernible on the outside. That these are separate, although it's in one tefillin shel reish, but they're separate. Like we said, there's fingers that's sticking out. That they have to be recognizable l'makom hatefer, to the place where the stitching is on the bottom. In other words, until the place of where the bottom is. Like we said, the tisura is the bottom, and that's where it gets closed up over there. There's stitching over there. The lines have to be recognizable all the way down to the stitching. Whereas Rav Dimi Minar Dama, he disagrees. He says, no, keep it the minker. Once it's recognizable that there are these grooves on the top just a little bit, leitzarach, it doesn't have to reach all the way to the bottom of the tefillin to the stitching. Now, another teaching from Abaye, he says, "Hai kilfa de tefillin." This cloth, the parchment that the tefillin is written on, tzarch lemivdike, has to be inspected first, because the dilma is bareis. Maybe there's a flaw in the parchment. Maybe there's a hole. Ubi in ksivatama, and we need to have a complete. The word uchsavtim says a ksivatama, complete writing. Velek, it's not going to be because there's a hole, and it's not going to be the entirety of the letter of the word. Now, Rav Dimon Ardamar, he disagrees. He says, "Leitzarch, no, you don't need to inspect it." Because kumasabadikla, the quill, when you're writing the letters, will inspect it, because if a person is writing and he gets to a hole, the quill will realize this and recognize it, and that will already do the checking. You don't have to check beforehand to make sure there's no flaws in the parchment. Amar Bietzchak, he says, Ritzu ishchairis, this that the straps of the tefillin have to be black, halacha Meishav Sinai is halacha received tradition that Moshe received from Har Sinai. Now, however, that there is such a halacha like this, the Gemara says meisve. The Gemara has a contradiction with the following braisa. The braisa says, tefillin, in kosher nisan, you don't tie on the tefillin on the person, ela b'minan, only something that's the same type as the tefillin, meaning it's made out of the hide of an animal, of leather, and not out of silk, and not out of linen. Now, but bein yerukos, bein shcheiris, bein levanis, it could be green, it could be black, it could be white, but it's got to be made out of leather. Adumas layasa, but it can't be red, mipnei genai, because of it's embarrassing, because people are going to say that he's full of scabs, and from the blood of his scabs that it dyed it red, and that's why it got that color. And b'davar achos, because of a different thing, is because people are going to say that he had relations with his wife who was menstruating, and it's actually that made it the color of the blood. So for those two reasons, you don't make the straps the color of red. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, "Maisa b'tamidish Rabbi Kiva." There was this incident with the student Rabbi Kiva. Shayikoshet tefillin b'lashayin shel tchelis. He tied on his tefillin, meaning the straps, were threads made out of blue wool, which is not the same type, it's wool, and you said that it has to be, the min has to be made out of leather, the straps. And Balaam looked over, and Rabbi Akiva didn't tell him anything. You think that that righteous person is going to see a student doing something wrong and not protest? Obviously, it's incorrect what you're saying. It doesn't have to be made out of leather. So he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hen, yes, so he did not see his student do that. Because if he would see, he would not have let him do it because it has to be leather. It cannot be wool or something else. Similarly, he was strapping on his tefillin onto himself with these threads made out of purple wool. And he didn't tell him anything. You think that righteous person would seem to not protest? Obviously, it doesn't have to be leather. They said to him, Hen, yes, he didn't see. If he saw, he would have not let him. That's the price. But one thing says, the Gemara Ketani Mia, we learned, Bein Yerukis, Bein Shcharis, Bein Levanis. Even this, the opinion that said it has to be leather, said it could be green, it could be black, it could be white. But one thing it contradicts that you said before, Allah HaMesh Mesina, that the straps have to be black, here you can see any color but red. So the Gemara Lekash is not difficulty. Kan Mibifnim, the inside of the strap, which is facing the person, that could be even white or any color. Kan, this that Rabbi Yitzchak said it has to be black, is Mibachutz, on the outside part. On that is the Gemara, if you tell me that this, that it could be any color is on the inside, why do you say you can't do it red because it's embarrassing or people are going to say, oh, he had relations with his menstruating wife, but people are not going to see it. It's facing inside. It's not what's facing outside. You say outside is only black. Sometimes the straps could turn around and what's on the inside will be on the outside and people will see the red and then it's going to be embarrassing. So therefore, yeah, inside you can do any color besides red because it might turn around. This, what we say has to be black, is on the outside of the straps. Tana, continue on these halachas, learn the brisa. Tefillin, the bottom, the outside of the tefillin has to be murabois, has to be squared, and that's halacha mishum Mesinai. Now, Amar Papa, he explains this and he says, betafran, you have to be careful with the stitching because of the halacha of the tefillin being squared, that you shouldn't draw the thread of the stitching too much because that might pull it too tight, and then the width of the tefillin is not going to be a perfect square anymore. And so too, valach seinen, you have to be careful that the square should be precise, that the length should be exact like the width, like what a square is, so that you should have, that the diagonal should be like the Chacham said, like in Sukkot of Chesem and Aleph, that whenever you have an amma squared, you're going to have an amma and 2/5 in the diagonal. So that you're not going to have the length more than the width, you have to be careful, even if you're going to have squares, you're going to have corners, but it's still going to be possible if you're not going to have that the diagonal is going to be exactly 1 2/5, 1.4, you have to make sure that you get that, and then you'll know that you have a perfect square. Now, says the Gemara, let's support this halacha that we just said from a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. The Mishnah says, if someone makes his tefillin, meaning the place where is the bottom of the tefillin, which is the part that's the square, yeah, if he makes it agula, if he makes it round, meaning that there is no what's called a base meisha, there is no platform. Rather, it's like the wall of an egg, which is round. So first of all, sakana, it's a danger, because when the person can be walking into a doorway, he might hit his head on the door and on the lintel, and the tefillin might chas v'shalom go into his head because it's a point. And moreover, v'ein b'mitzvah, if someone makes a tefillin like that, there's no mitzvah, because like we said, the law of making squared is halacha mishum Sinai. So similarly, that this halacha that we said is supported from the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. And that Rav Papa says, no, it's not a ra, it's not a proof. Masnita, we can say that the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah is talking about Davida ki amguza. When we're saying that it was made round, it means it was made like a nut, which that shape of a nut has no bottom at all, and it's very pointy, so that's dangerous and not fulfilling the mitzvah. But could be if it's round, like a circle, like a ring, that I would actually say would be kosher, because it does have some type of a platform, it's just not square. And there's no raya, maybe if we just had the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, it wouldn't prove to us that there's a halacha Mishnah Mesina or any halacha that has to be squared. We would just know it cannot be as pointy as a nut, but maybe it would be able to be round like an egg. Amrav Huna, he says, tefillin calls mancha pnei tavla kayemis. Regarding the tefillin, as long as the surface of the outside of the tefillin, which is the hide of the bottom that's on the outside, as long as there is no holes in the outside of the tefillin, sheris is going to be kosher. Which infers that if anything is on the inside, in the inner part of the bottom, that doesn't bother us if there's any holes over there. However, Rav Chisdam, he says, no, nifsiku shtayim, if two of the walls and two of the bottom, like we said, there is they're separate compartments inside the tefillin. If two of the walls and two of the batim have holes, then kasheris. Then it's valid. But shalish psulis, if three of the walls have holes inside, even on the outside everything is intact, it's going to be invalid. Now, on this halacha, Amar Ravi says, Hoda amet shtayim kasheris, this that you said, that if there's holes in two of the inner walls, it's still going to be valid. Lo yimaron ela zeh shel keneged zeh. That was only if they're not opposite each other. So for example, if let's say the hole is in the wall of the first bias and in the third bias, but there's a complete intact bias, like we said, there's four batim, the middle one is intact. But if let's say the walls that have holes are right near each other, then psulas then is going to be invalid, even though that there's only two holes in the walls and not three. Another interpretation Rashi brings is, what does it mean, zeh keneged zeh? It means in the airspace of the same wall that there's a hole in this wall, so it could be separate batim, but the bias is on one, it's on the wall, let's say on the left side, which the one right to its left is on the right side, so it's on the same wall, then it's going to be a problem even though there's only two holes in the wall, because they're on the same wall. When it said that it's going to be okay when the zeh shaloi keneged zeh, is if let's say that even though there are two batim right near each other, but they're on opposite walls, where there you have the airspace of that bias that doesn't have a tier over there, that's going to interrupt, even though it's the batim right near each other, but it's not keneged zeh, it's not on the same wall. So if you have one on one side and one on the other side, so then that's going to be okay. Now, additionally, v'zeh keneged zeh nami, even this that we said, that when they are right near each other, again, whether that means to say that it's the same wall that they're shearing, or even if it's, like the other interpretation, different walls, but it's batim near each other, that that's a problem. Loiman, we didn't say that when the two batim right near each other is going to be puzzle. El b'chad dosasa, only when it's new tefillin, and there's a hole somewhere inside. So then it's going to be puzzle because obviously it's something wrong, it's something flawed with the tefillin, with the hide, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. But take the less lambada, but if it's old, then we have no problem. It's very normal for there to have holes inside, and therefore there it's not going to be this, even the two that's connected, is still going to be kosher. Now, Amalei Abayla of Yosef, he says, how do you qualify a new tefillin? And what do you qualify as old? So Amalei said to him, I'll tell you. Wherever if someone would pull the hide, it would stretch, and then when he lets go, it would go back, shrink back to its original size. That's a tikta, that's old leather. And that's okay if there's a hole that develops. But the other type, that if it doesn't go back, that would be new, which Shita Mekubes actually brings the opposite. But that's how you qualify what's new, what's old, to know if it's going to be a problem if you have these holes in the inside, one opposite the other. Or as we continue to make base, v'inami, another interpretation, another way of qualifying is, kal hecha d'chi misli bei b'misna. Anyway, where if a person is going to pull the strap that the tefillin is held onto, as we know, the tefillin is the actual bias, but that is the strap that's attached to it. If someone's going to pull it, and asya, and the tefillin are going to come abasrei to him, meaning it's not going to get detached, the tefillin from the strap, it's not going to fall apart, chadasasa, that means it's new. But if it's going to fall apart, then it's old. And again, we said if old, then it's not going to be puzzle in the inside like a new one. Or another interpretation Rashi brings is, what does it mean that if you're going to pull it, it's going to come abasrei? It doesn't mean that you'll be able to pull the tefillin through the strap. It means to say that then the leather is going to stretch of the tefillin. Then that tells us that that's new, versus if it's not going to stretch, that tells us that it's old. And again, that would tell us then if it's old, that it's kosher, and if it's new, then it's a problem. You have the holes inside. That means to say something was fatally flawed with the leather itself. Continuing on these halachas, Abai Abba Yosef Kamidir of Yosef. Abai was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Ifsikli Ritzu the Tefillin, and his straps detached from the tefillin, meaning that they snapped. The tefillin strap snapped in a place where it would make it puzzle, as we're going to see shortly, regarding the qualification of how long the straps have to be. So Amalei, Abai said to him, Ma'u l'miktrei, what's the halacha? Could I now tie it on? Can I take the straps that got detached and tie it on to the straps that are still on the tefillin? So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said to him, it says, ukshartim ksiv. The pasuk says you should tie on, ukshartim lo'is al yedech, you have to tie the tefillin on to you. But the word ukshartim is comprised of two words, kasher tam. Shetek shiritam, it has to be a complete tying, which two interpretations. Either it means to say that it should be a beautiful tying, but if there's some other tying a knot into the straps, besides the knot that's tied onto the head, that's not a beautiful tying, and therefore that's why it's pasul. Or the word kashirut tamah means to say it has to be a complete strap, but not if it's tied on, that's not a kashirut tamah, and therefore it's not valid to tie on the strap onto the rest to validate it. Now, the Gemara asks, Amli Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yisrael Rav Ashi says, Ma'u l'mitzvari? What's halacha? You can't just knot it on, because that's not kashirut tamah. But can you sew on the part that snapped off? V'ayli l'tfil l'gav. And moreover, you'll put the stitching on the inside, so it won't be recognizable on the outside, and the outside will look like it's shalim, like it's a kashirut tamah, like it'll be complete. What's the halacha? So Amar, he said, then puk chazi ma'amad davar, go out and see what do the people do. Which as Rashi says, since people don't do that, obviously you're not allowed to do that, and therefore it's not going to be valid for the retzuz of the tefillin. Which Tosfos brings an opposite interpretation, but it was telling him that, according to Rashi, that it's possible. Continuing on these halachas of the straps, Amar Papa says, gardume retzuz, what's hanging from the straps after what was used to tie it onto the head, which that's the integral to get to the kesher, but then after that knot that's tied onto the head, if it snaps off from the leftovers of the straps and you're left with just small little stubs, ksheris, it's going to be kosher, it's going to be valid. Until the Gemara says, v'lav milsi, but it's not true. Medamr b'nei Reb Chiya, from the fact that the sons of Reb Chiya said, gardume tcheles, the remnants of the tcheles, where the Gemara teaches us later on the Vlamed Chesem at Beis, that there's a measurement how long the tcheles, the blue strings on the tzitzis have to be. So the remnants of that, v'gardume ezev, and the leftovers of the ezev, which the measurement of ezev is brought in the first paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, regarding that certain purification processes require that the ezev be dipped into the blood and sprayed on the person. So those leftovers are kasherin, they can be valid, whatever stubs are left over is okay. So on that proves the Gemara, yeah, that's what the sons of Reb Chiya say, the hasam hu d'tashmish a mitzvah ninu, because they're just utilities of a mitzvah performance. But here, where they're not just a tashmish of mitzvah, they're tashmish kedusha, meaning they're elements that are of a sanctified thing. It's not just something that you're using in the mitzvah performance, which is an important thing, but something of kedusha that's part of something that has holy words written on it, that's a higher madriga, that's a higher level, and therefore, even if there's just minute amounts of stubs, that wouldn't be enough for the halacha b'tzuis, and therefore it actually would be possible. Now that is the Gemara, so Mechlal Deis Lo Shi'ur, so obviously that there is a measurement for how much of the straps, besides the part that was knotted on to the head, that have to be hanging down from the fact that we're saying that just having a small amount of stubs is not enough. So that is the Gemara B'Kama Shirei. So what is the measurement? How much, how long do the straps have to be after, I mean, coming down, after where the parts of the straps that comes through the Mabarta that gets to the back of the head that's knotted on, after that knot, how much has to be? So Amar Rama B'Chama Amar Shlakish. He says, Ad Etzbet Srada, until the index finger. Rav Kahana Machvi, now there's a machlik exactly what that means. Rav Kahana Machvi Kafif. He illustrated where it's bent. What that means to say is that the length of the strap has to be coming out further than the knot that's on the back of the head, as long as one could stretch out from his index finger until his middle finger, which, whereas we're going to explain shortly why that means bent. But Ravachi Machvi Pashin, he showed where it was straight, meaning as long as one could stretch out from his thumb to his index finger. So both are talking about the index finger. The question is which one? When he said the index finger, from what? The first interpretation, from the middle finger to the index finger. And this one's saying from the thumb till the index finger. So what does that mean with kafuf and straight? So that Rashi explains, because regarding the stretching out from the index finger to the middle finger, that's like it's bent, which is usually shorter, the area from point A to point B, than for what's from the thumb to the index finger, which we're calling straight because it's longer, because there's a greater distance from the thumb to the index finger than it is from the middle finger to the index finger. Now, why the index finger is called etzbet tsarada is because it's from the word tsarasa dida. It's the rival of the thumb, because it's the finger right next to it, and therefore it's called its rival, so it's till the index finger, but the machlik is exactly, which is how long does it have to be? Is it from the area of the middle finger to the index finger, or from the thumb to the index finger? That's how long you need to have the straps coming out from the kesher of the tefillin that's in the back. Now, continuing on the halachas of the straps, Rabbah, when he would put on tefillin, kater lehu, so he would tie it onto his, knot it onto his head, and then the rest of the straps, then upashit, he would stretch it out, bishadi lehu, and he would hang it there on his back, behind him, where that's where it's coming out from the back, and just, it would hang behind him. Rav Achim Yaakov, katalahu, he would tie, he would knot on, he would put, attach the tefillin to his head, umatlas lehu, and then the straps that were hanging, he would actually curl them, where, because they were so long, so that they diminishes its distance to the to, as it comes down. Mabreder abana of it kididan, he would do like us, like our custom, which is to actually hang the straps in the front of the person. So although it's coming from the back, but to hang it coming out in the front. Amr Yehuda bereder Shmuel bar Shilas meshmei derav. He says keshe shel tefillin. This halacha that there needs to be a knot in the tefillin, which should have the appearance like a dalas, like a dalad, so that the name of Hashem, of Shakai, Shindal Yud, should be visible, because like we said before, there's a shin that's pushed together with the leather on the outer part of the bias, which looks like a shin. Then you have the dalad that it's visible in the knot behind the person in his, by his, by the top of his, in the back of his head. And you have a yud, which is recognizable by the strap that's, there is a, it's bent over in a shape that looks like a yud by the tefillin shel yad, where right by the area of the bias, where the beginning of the straps are when you start tying it around the hand. Now, this halacha that you have to have this kesher of the dalad of the tefillin is halacha meishem Sinai. Now, Amrav Nachman, he says, v'noyehin labar, its ornament is on the outside. So there's two interpretations of Rashi. Either it means to say that Hashem's name of Shakai has to be visible on the outside, which means to say the shin has to be recognizable on the outside, like we said, the dalad of the kesher in the back has to be visible, and also the yud on the tefillin shel yad has to be on the outside that it can be seen. Another interpretation, what it means to say is that the ornamental part of the straps, which is the part that's dyed black, like we said, that has to be visible on the outside. And Rashi proves that that interpretation should be correct from the fact that the next part the Gemara is going to quote right now is that his straps of his tefillin were turned around. And he told him, don't you think that v'noyehin labar, that its ornamental has to be on the outside? Obviously, that's the same idea we're saying, the v'noyehin labar. More than that, Rashi says, we said earlier that the inside of the strap, what type of gnai or embarrassment of regarding relations with an ishes nida could there be? It's in the inside, no one sees it. So we said zimna demis hapchen. Sometimes it turns around. Obviously, that's this thing that we say that sometimes it could turn around, where the straps are supposed to be on the inside and the black part's supposed to be on the outside, like we're saying in the ein labar. As the Gemara continues and says, Rav Ashi, Abba Yosef kamei de marzutra, he's sitting in front of the marzutra, is hafchele ritzu letfilm. His straps were turned inside out, where, according to the first interpretation of Rashi, it means to say that the dalid, which is the knot in the back, was not recognizable on the outside because it was turned inside out. It was turned towards the inside of where his hair is, and it wasn't recognizable on the outside. Or according to the second interpretation, it means his straps were turned that now the what we have, the white part, was recognizable on the outside, and the black was facing inward. So Amalei, so Marzutra said to him, Leisovel amar v'noyein labar, doesn't the master hold the halacha that the Gemara just quoted before that its ornamental part has to be on the outside? Amalei, he says, I didn't realize this, it was a mistake, but yes, the dalad or the black part of the straps has to be facing the outer part of the person. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Devarim that says, V'ro cholami arts, that all the peoples of the land will see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that the name of Hashem is recited upon you, the Yarmah Mecca, and they're going to be afraid of you. So Tanya Lent the Breiser, Belaz HaGolaimer, he says, Eilu Tefillin Shabaresh. What does it mean that people will see the name of Hashem is on you? It refers to the tefillin on the head, which as we said, that the most of Hashem's name of Shakai, which is the shin on the outer part and the dalad, which in the back, is on those tefillin Shabaresh. And therefore, they're going to be afraid because they see the name of God on the person. There's a pasuk in Shemaisa that said, Vasiresi is kapi. Hashem says, I'll remove my hand. Verisa Sachar, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and you'll see my back. So Amrav Chanan Babizna, Rav Shimon Chassidi says, Malamed, this teaches, Sheheru Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, what is he saying there in the back, so to speak, of Hashem, Kibayachal, that Hashem showed to Moshe Kesha Shal Tefillin, the knot of the tefillin, which is in the back of a person by the top, above his neck, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the tefillin, which the Gemara in Brachas Avon Manav says that Hashem does all his mitzvahs and he wears tefillin too, which, and as we said previously, that because the Tefillin Shel Reish, that's where the nations of the world fear the Jewish people, like it says, V'yarmah Mecca, so that's where he was going to show Moshe Rabbeinu to have fear of Hashem, that he's going to see the Kesher of the Tefillin. Now, Amar Yehuda says, Kesher Shel Tefillin, the knot of the Tefillin, Tzarech Sheyeh Lamala, has to be higher up in the back of the head, and not lower down on the neck. The reason for that is Kadesh Shiyu Yisrael Lamalav Leilmata, which is to show this idea that the Jewish people should be higher and not lower. Moreover, Vitzach Shei Klape Penim, it has to be towards the inside, which either that means to say facing the center of the nape of the back and not towards the sides, or it means actually facing towards the inside, meaning that the knot should be on the inside and that the ornamental part, which is the dalet, should be on the outside, like we said in the Yain Labar. And the reason why it has to be towards the inside is Kadesh Yisrael Lefnim Leilocha, that the Jewish people should be in the inside and not in the back. Amr of Shmuel Bar Bidri, Amr Rav, Amrli, some say it was Amr of Acha, Arich Amr of Huna, Amrli, and some say it was Amr of Menashe, Amr Shmuel. Tefillin, Me'imus HaMevarchelen. From when does someone make the bracha, the blessing, on putting on the tefillin? So he says, Meshas HaNechassin, from when you put it on. Now, that sounds like after you put it on. On that, the Gemara asks, is that so? But Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, he says, Kalam, it's Kulin, regarding when one comes to fulfill any mitzvah, Mevarchelen, Ovelis Yasin, you have to make the bracha before it's done. Once you put it on, it's already done. Why would you make the bracha then? They both say that, no, what does it mean, Mishas HaNechassan? It means, Mishas HaNecha V'Chas Kashir. It means, from the moment that it's put onto the head until it's knotted, until it's fastened on the person, where since it wasn't knotted yet, it's still labeled as Yasin. It's before the fulfillment of the mitzvah, because it's Ukshartim, has to be knotted on. Just putting on is not the mitzvah. Now, before that, it's too early. So the mitzvah is from when it's put on until it's knotted, that's the labor of the siyasin, that's before it's fulfilled. It's at that point that a person makes a bracha when he puts on tefillin.